Private First Class, Richard Bryant, Army, Korea, born 10-20-1933, passed 11-12-1995.
50 veterans received a full military ceremony and interment at the State Veterans Cemetery, set in the rolling hills of Medical Lake Tuesday. Those individuals are known as unclaimed veterans. The term refers to those who have passed away whose remains were never claimed by family members and given an actual resting place. Often their cremated remains can be stored at various funeral homes for years. The Veterans Administration has a special program to search out those individuals. Rudy Lopez, director of the State Veterans Cemetery, explains more of the procedure.
Through establishing relationships, basically cold calls, making those contacts with funeral directors, cemeteries, coroners, medical examiners, we work to get lists of individuals who've passed but never were claimed. And then through those lists, we run three data points, the name, the Social Security number, and the date of birth, to the National Archives, to see if any of them come back as vets or spouses of vets. If they are veterans or spouses of vets, we further request a copy of the discharge records to make sure that the individual qualifies, that the vet qualifies.
Lopez says honoring the unclaimed is a way to pay back those who have served our country.
So this service, in amongst everything that we do, it's our promise to our vets that we're never going to let you leave you behind. Regardless of life circumstances, we're going to make it our mission to go find you and give you a final resting place and burial that you deserve.
The event featured an honor guard from all branches of the military, as well as dozens of bikers with the Patriot Guard who worked as escorts and also transported about 40 of the remains in a ride from the Tri-Cities earlier this month. The State Veterans Cemetery has been open since 2010 and has interred 5,200 veterans, spouses, and children of vets. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.